Let's talk about two of those countries in specific. Let's talk about Australia and Japan. What are the daily intake of selenium that people get in their diets in Australia versus Japan and the corresponding cancer rates in those two countries?
We actually went to Japan and got blood samples and found that the Japanese have very nice blood selenium levels ranging between 0.27 and 0.30 micrograms per cubic centimeter, whereas in Australia it's only 0.13, which is only about one third of that. And this corresponds to selenium intakes for, let's say, an average adult of 70 kilograms in Japan of about 300 micrograms per day, whereas in Australia only about 100 micrograms per day. Now, mind you, 100 micrograms a day will not give overt signs what scientists would call selenium deficiency syndrome, and we'll talk about these later. So clinically, they may at the moment look healthy, because they have enough to saturate glutathione peroxidase activity, but they don't have enough for other protective functions of selenium, and that brings us into the cancer range. You see, selenium protects against cancer by many different mechanisms. One is, for instance, the immune system, and the immune system requires more selenium. It requires about 200 to 300 micrograms a day. Why do I know this? I know this because they've done studies. In some patients that need artificial nutrition, intravenous nutrition, they add selenium to the mixture, but only about 50 micrograms, which would be about the RDA. And these people had very low antibody production against common antigens. And that is very important. When these people were given 200 micrograms extra selenium, their antibody production increased up to tenfold. So there you have already one example that the recommended dietary allowances were limited to only one parameter, glutathione peroxidase, and they totally ignored the immune system. Why was that? Well, because at the time all these regulations were made, people were not all that interested in the immune system. But we now know, of course, much more about the immune system. We know, for example, that we have cells that destroy foreign invaders, bacteria and viruses. These are the so-called cytotoxic cells derived from the specialized white blood cells. Now, these produce oxygen radicals to destroy invaders and other tumor cells. But they have to have enough selenium to do this well, or else they destroy themselves. And so studies have shown if you give people additional selenium, their cytotoxic cells can destroy up to five times more tumor cells than those who just get the normal RDI of selenium.